Writer and poet Karen Miriam Goldberg was on retreat at the Writer's Colony at Derry Hollow this month. That's where Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich met her to record her new poem about getting through hard things.
Hello, everyone. I'm Karen Miriam Goldberg, and I'm the Poet Laureate of Kansas, Emeritus. I was Poet Laureate from 2009 to 2013. I'm a writer, and I also work extensively with people on using writing for healing and community building and changing this world. I do coaching, facilitate workshops, and all kinds of creative, collaborative projects that I'm so honored to do. Here I am at the Writer's Colony of Derry Hollow, where I've been visiting, I guess, four times already throughout the pandemic to work on my new book, which came out at the end of 2020, How Time Moves, New and Selected Poems. And because I was writing about time, I needed to add a whole new section on pandemic time, because as we know, time moves in wild and woolly new ways when it comes to a pandemic. So this is one of the poems in Pandemic Time from How Time Moves. And it begins with a quote by the poet Louise Glick, "At the end of my suffering, there was a door." And here's the poem. "There is a door, always, across the once green expanse hilling the horizon, invaded by cedars leaning into each other in the sun, right before the wind returns to clear us of all this humidity, the righteous angst of being human. Which is not to say it was easy. We were trapped there like hurricanes stationed in place against their will to dissolve into oceans. We were afraid often of it never ending, pain so fluent in speaking the language of forever. We were separate from each other below the surface of so much sadness that even the dragonflies avoided us. Or we were lost in the timbers of hurt, piercing our temples or aching in our calves, keeping us awake no matter how hard we kicked. It didn't matter if we cried out or tightened the long vertical muscles in our necks to hold in our curses or screams, or if we felt nothing but the bank of fog become an ocean so deep and tilted away from the light that we thought we lived there. Somehow, a miracle, a piece of luck, a strange happening, there was a door, and then on the other side, we found each other." And this is a poem that also speaks to how, toward what I hope and pray is the end of this pandemic, we're going to find each other on the other side of the door. And we all have our stories of the impossible things that we move through that help us to understand and maybe discover each other in much greater depth.
Writer and poet Karen Miriam Goldberg, recorded by Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich at the Writer's Colony at Derry Hollow in Eureka Springs this month. This is a Friday edition of Ozarks at Large.